Miles Davis, John Coltrane, Oscar Peterson, Ella Fitzgerald, Frank Sinatra, and more on Jazz for the Asking.
I'm Keith Parent, and welcome to another episode of Jazz for the Asking from PCJ Radio International. We begin now with an album that was recorded for the Vic label in the 1950s. Vic was a subsidiary of RCA Victor. Most of the albums recorded on Vic were recorded on a budget, meaning quite often they would at the most do two takes of something. This is one of a few albums that Maynard Ferguson recorded for the label at the time. It's Somebody Wants Me Down There.
Thank you.
Somebody Wants Me Down There, Maynard Ferguson, beginning today's program. Years before, Oscar Peterson and his trio were making a name for themselves around the world. They were performing, or rather, he was performing, with some of the biggest orchestras of the day. He was discovered in Montreal by Norman Granz, who continued to be his manager until Granz passed away. One of the earliest recordings from the big band era is a few sessions that he made with Charlie Parker and his orchestra. This is what I think one of the best, Night and Day, recorded in 1952. Oscar Peterson playing piano with Charlie Parker and his orchestra, with a recording from the early 50s, Night and Day. We now move to one of my favorite Miles Davis albums. It's called Nefertiti, and the version that came out on CD is something that I love. What they do now is they include alternate takes of the tracks from the album. And sometimes you wonder why the alternate take didn't make it to the final cut, because on a number of occasions I've heard something that sounds better than the version that was on the album. From Nefertiti, released in 1968, Hand Jive.
Thank you. Thank you.
Miles Davis and his group from the album Nefertiti, released in 1968 on Columbia Records, with Hand Jive. You're listening to Jazz for the Asking from PCJ Radio International. Now, if I said to you, we're now going to have a little bit of Johann Sebastian Bach, many people would react by saying, well, this is a jazz program, not a classical program. And others would think, ah, I think I know who he is going to play. We're now going to listen to Jacques Lussier, who happens to be one of the world authorities and world players taking the compositions by Bach and performing them in jazz arrangements. He has been making a career out of this for more than 40 years, and there's an extremely vast catalog of his material dating back to the 1950s. This is one that many people will know right away by Johann Sebastian Bach. It's called Toccata in Fugue in D minor and was originally composed for the organ. Now, listen to how it sounds when you add a really hot jazz trio. Thank you. Jacques Lussier and his trio from an album called Playback Number 1, which was released on the Decca label, featuring arrangements and piano by Jacques Lussier, double bass by Pierre Michelot, and drums and percussion by Christian Garros. Let's now move to a little bit of The Three Sounds, and a song made famous by Frank Sinatra called Witchcraft.
Thank you.
The Three Sounds, performing a song made famous by Frank Sinatra, Witchcraft. And speaking of Frank Sinatra, next week we are going to present a special edition of Jazz for the Asking. We're calling it A Man and His Music, The Music of Frank Sinatra. And this was an idea that was suggested to us from a number of listeners who wrote us by email, which is jazz@pcjmedia.com. Once again, jazz@pcjmedia.com. And that's next week, right here on Jazz for the Asking. Let's now move to an Australian vocalist who is quite well known here in Taiwan. She has performed here a number of times at the National Theatre. We even recorded a concert that she gave last year. From that concert, here she is with Two Sleepy People.
I thought you'd like to hear Ben Jones sing one more duet with me. Here we are, out of cigarettes, holding hands and yawning. Look how late it gets. Two sleepy people by dawn's early light. We're too much in love to say goodnight. Here we are in a cozy chair, picking on frigidaire. Two sleepy people with nothing to say, but too much in love to break away. Do you remember the nights we used to linger in the hall? Father didn't this little nest and get a bit of rest. So here we are, just about the same. Foggy little fella, drowsy little day. Two sleepy people. Thank you. drowsy little day. Two sleepy people, we are dawn's early light. We're too much in love to say, too much in love to say, too much in love to say.
Janet Seidel from Australia, recorded at the National Theatre here in Taiwan by PCJ, with Two Sleepy People. We now go to a saxophonist who brought the rhythms of South America to the world, Stan Getz and La Fiesta.
Thank you.
The one and only Stan Getz with La Fiesta. We still have time for one more track today, so I thought I'd heat things up a little with Ella Fitzgerald and Runnin' Wild.
I'm running wild, lost control, running wild, mighty flow, feeling gay. I'm always going, don't know where, always showing, 'cause I don't care, don't love no. my soul over you.
The Great Ella Fitzgerald and Runnin' Wild. Well, we've come to the end of this edition of Jazz for the Asking. Once again, if you wish to contact us, our email address is very simple. It's jazz@pcjmedia.com. Once again, jazz@pcjmedia.com. If you wish to download this edition of the program or past editions, you can always visit our website, www.pcjmedia.com/JFTA. And also, I want to remind you, you can find us on Facebook. Just do a search for PCJ Media and PCJ Radio. So until next time, friends, this is Keith Parent wishing you well, hoping that you can join us again very soon for another edition of Jazz for the Asking. Take care, everyone. Bye-bye.